The tomb of Mad Emperor Lu was almost anticlimactic. It was a simple, domed space, 20 yards in diameter, rising to 10 at the apex, through which a hole about a yard wide opened through smooth, polished stone. Anya wondered if it had been intended to allow the Emperor's spirit to depart the burial chamber. Dust covered the floor, a good 4 inches deep, so that it swamped Anya's shoes. In the midst of the dust pond stood a catafalque, 4 feet high and wide, 8 feet long. On it lay an effigy in what appeared to be moldering robes, long cobwebbed and gone the color of the dust that had mounded over it, half obscuring it. A second mound rose suggestively by the feet. Anya dug her digital camera from her pack and snapped several photos, moving forward as cautiously as she could through the dust. As an archaeologist, her reflex was to disturb things as little as possible, but that wasn't the reason for her deliberation. She was more worried about stirring a cloud of blinding dust and more traps. She reached the foot of the bier. On closer inspection, the reclining figure seemed to be a mummy rather than an effigy. Anya presumed it was the man himself, Emperor Lu. It still gave her a shiver to be in the presence of such a mythic figure, however dead and desiccated he might be.
This just isn't right.
Anya felt sorrow and anger that this corpse, this priceless relic, would soon be left to decay to nothing in the waters of a new lake. She forced herself to snap some more shots, always being careful where she put her feet, in case there were more inventive booby traps waiting to be sprung. But Lu seemed to have no more surprises up his decaying sleeves. There was actually little here to reward a tomb robber clever enough to get this far, except perhaps that mound by the mummy's feet. Anya finished recording Lu for posterity and knelt by the foot of the bier. The mound was about as wide as a dinner plate and 4 or 5 inches high. Gently, Anya brushed dust away with her hands. In a moment, she uncovered the artifact, a beautiful circular seal of milky green jade, 6 inches wide and a good inch thick, engraved with the figure of a sinuous dragon. It was Lu's imperial seal beyond doubt. Anya's heart caught in her throat.
Bingo!
Reverently, she reached out and touched it. The green stone was smooth as a water-polished pebble. It was hard, yet seemed to have some sort of give, as if it were a living thing and not a carved stone artifact. The workmanship was exquisite. Each of the toes on the dragon's feet was clearly visible, and the characters inscribed around it stood in clear relief. To hold such an object in her hand was itself a reward, reminding her, half guiltily, how abundantly she would have earned her commission. A flicker of motion tugged at her peripheral vision. Anya turned. Emperor Lu was sitting up on his bier. The shriveled face with its empty eye sockets looked angry. For a moment she crouched there, clutching the jade and staring at its moldering owner like a deer caught in the headlights. And then a great deluge of water gushed out of the ceiling, drowning the mummy and knocking Anya sprawling. She was washed toward the bronze door on a torrent of glutinous mud. For a moment, the wildly spiraling beam of her headlamp illuminated the mummy. It sat there on its catafalque in the midst of the stream, as if taking a shower. The jaw had fallen open. She could clearly see. It was as if Lu laughed at her, enjoying his final joke on the woman who had despoiled his tomb. Then the water obscured her sight of him. She managed to get onto her feet against the rushing torrent. She scrambled out with the water sloshing around her shins. Out of options and the rising water, Anya ran for all she was worth. The quick death of tripping some ancient...
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.